G'day, Phil Moss. How are you, mate?
Good, David Stanley. Listen, I've got a question for you, Dave. Did you
go on a
boat trip late last week?
Mate, it was outstanding. I got an invite from you.
You were on the boat?
Oh, okay.
Danny Lloyd was on the boat as well. It wouldn't surprise me if Robbie
didn't.
Slater
you get
was
a Guernsey? No, Robbie didn't get a Guernsey, I don't think.
Well,
but we know it's...
I'm Liza's favourite, so it doesn't surprise me Robbie didn't, but tell you what, I was checking the letterbox every day.
Well, I sent it by email.
Oh, turn it up.
Your email hasn't changed. It's still W. Moss. Oh, P. Moss, is it? Although I put W. Moss.
I heard it was very good.
Sorry, my friend. Next year.
All good. What's happening, boys?
Oh, how are you, mate? I'm good?
Very well. Mate, I'm excited. The A-League kicked off this weekend. It feels like it's been about 5 years since we've seen an A-League game. So, very, very excited.
It does, and then it'll feel like 5 years at the end of this season. The A-League's been on because it goes so long. There's so many games, Mossy, and it's getting bigger and bigger each year. Sydney FC, look, they are favourites at 450 to win it in front of Perth Glory and the Melbourne Victory. Do you think the TAB have got it right? Do you think that Sydney FC deserve to be 450 favourites, or a Perth, should they be equal favourites?
Well, I could play the diplomatic card here because, to work at Sydney FC and say they're not favourites, but really, I do like the way Stevie Corriger has recruited over the off-season. I think bringing in McGowan, he's tried and tested. Bringing in Bo Meehan from Western Sydney Wanderers, this is his second season. Foreigners, top-class foreigners, are always, touch wood for Sydney FC fans, are always better in their second season once they've adapted to the conditions, the hard pitches, obviously playing through some and so forth. So I'm expecting him to have a very big season, and they get Trevor Harger back, who didn't play an A-League game last season, was on fire in the pre-season. He's the fastest man in the A-League, and the thing that I liked about him in the pre-season last year was he was starting to find goals, and that was one thing sort of lacking from his game at the Central Coast Mariners. The guy is lightning and gets into great goal scoring positions, but he looked like he was starting to at the finishing touches, so I think he's like a brand new player for Sydney this year. So, look, I would suggest that they are favourites going into the season on the back of stability, on the back of recruitment, on the back of Stevie Corica's second season. He won it in his first. It's not going to be easy. It's always extremely hard to back it up. But if there's a culture and a dressing room that's capable of it, it'll be Sydney FC. The big loss is Alex Bosch. There's no doubt his leadership, his goals, just everything he brings to the club, it's a massive loss.
Now, as you know, Mossy, Dave's our football expert. he was telling me about the football god from Frankfurt.
Who signed for Western Sydney.
Yeah, how's he going to go?
Alex Meyer. He's called the football god.
Is that what they call him, the football god from Frankfurt?
Yeah, we call it the football god, but over there where it's cultured football, it's football god. And he comes with a wonderful pedigree. He's won the Golden Boot in the Bundesliga, and beat some very, very good players to do so in Robben and Lewandowski. So look, I'm really excited about someone like coming to the A-League because, you know, goals win games and goals bring crowds back to games. So I think Western Sydney Wanderers supporters have got a lot to look forward to. They've got a homecoming of sorts on Saturday night against the Mariners at Bankwest Stadium. I expect that place to be rocking. I expect the red and black block to be back in force, and I think that will add a real injection to the A-League this season.
Yeah, we've got the 7:30 news upon us, Mossy. So just quickly, mate, Graham Arnold's men, they play Nepal tonight in
it's
Canberra.
Nepal.
It's Nepal.
Nepal.
That's what they want to be called.
Just Nepal. Call them Nepal.
You sound like an Englishman, mate, when you say pal. G'day, pal. All right, pal. Yeah, mate, look, it's a fantastic opportunity for the Socceroos to rack up a score. And I don't say that being overconfident, but Nepal are there for the taking. Kuwait put a score on them 7-0. The Socceroos are in a ruthless mood, and I would really like to see the likes of Taggart and McLaren hit the back of the net. We saw Aaron Moy and Matt Leckie score in the last game against Kuwait. Big opportunity for the Socceroos tonight. Can't wait to see them in action.
And what have some of these Oli Roo players done?
Mate, it looks as though they've broken team protocol in Cambodia on a trip earlier in the year. It's about 6 months ago now. There's been an investigation going on behind the scenes. There's nothing illegal about what happened. It's purely down to team protocol from what I understand and what I've read. I hope everything turns out well. We've all made mistakes in life. Some get caught, some don't. But, it's certainly not good headlines going into a Socceroos World Cup qualifier.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you very much, Phil Moss.
Did you just call me beautiful, Dave Stanley?
Best smelling bloke in Australian football.
Have a great day, guys. Good on you.